Lee County Cooperative Extension Service Director Stephen Brown has spent the last 20 years working at the facility at Terry Park near downtown Fort Myers.
Immediately through the front door, there's our butterfly garden. And the gardens, of course, are open all year for people to tour. Actually, if you come at the right time, there we have a pipe vine over there, and that would be filled with a lot of swallowtail butterflies. There's so many that they almost bombard you accidentally. They just run right into you.
Inside, there's a commercial kitchen where canning and food safety classes are taught. There are classrooms where professionals learn the latest techniques in plant cultivation, fertilizer, and pesticide application. Agents and volunteers are available Monday through Friday to help home gardeners identify garden pests. But as part of the county's plan to cut the budget, the building would be shuttered. Dave Harner heads up Lee County Parks and Recreation, which oversees the Cooperative Extension Service.
They have their own building, their own equipment, their own support staff. What we're trying to do is find a way to keep Extension functioning with the programming, but incorporate some of those costs that we can share together here in one main office.
Parks and Rec's main office is also at Terry Park. The two buildings share a parking lot. But Harner is proposing more than sharing space. Right now, there are 7 Extension agents. 2 are funded by the county. The other 5 are funded by the University of Florida and the county. Lee County pays 40%, UF 60%. Harner says some services they provide may be redundant.
Let's look and see what their agents do, and if they do a duplication of services.
The county also pays the salaries of the Extension Services administrative support staff. Last budget year, the county allocated $750,000 to the Cooperative Extension Service. Employees there say it's good value. In a document detailing its contribution to the community, they report the county received a return of $4.7 million on its $750,000 investment. One of those programs is called Florida Yards and Neighborhoods. Agent Thomas Becker teaches green gardening techniques.
How to do a Florida yard, how to do it so that you can save money, how you can do it so that you can reduce the use of pesticides. So anyway, people want to start adopting best practices, that's where we want to start with people.
The Extension Service calculates the rain barrels it distributes through its Florida Yards and Neighborhood program collect 5.5 million gallons of water annually for irrigation, saving money on potable water and sparing groundwater reserves. The Extension Service does community outreach, but most of the activity is centered at Terry Park. But Harner of Parks and Rec says that can be changed.
North Fort Myers, Estero, Lehigh, South Fort Myers, doesn't matter where. We have the facilities to offer those programming services to provide a greater range of the community that are going to be touched by, you know, offering at different areas.
Altogether, Lee County Parks and Recreation operates about 100 facilities, from community parks to boat ramps, with about 240 employees. Last year, its budget was $27 million. The Extension Service will be represented at Friday's meeting by Charlie Vavrina, the District Extension Director for 11 counties on Florida's West Coast, from Polk to Collier. He says counties began cutting Extension Service budgets several years ago when the economic downturn hit.
Lee is a little late to the dance, if you will. So this is kind of new. And from what I'm hearing, surprisingly a little more severe than I've seen in other counties in my district.
When he talks to county officials, Vavrina says he'll not just be making the case for retaining 7 Extension agents and the Terry Park facility. He'll be stressing the significance of the county's 91-year partnership with the University of Florida and all the resources that relationship provides. County Parks and Rec is also considering closing the City of Palms Park, former spring training home of the Boston Red Sox, and Lee County commissioners have also approved a property tax increase. They're holding a budget meeting on Monday. Valerie Alker, WGCU News.